About 300 people gathered outside the Timaru home where the three South African sisters were killed a week ago yesterday. At the candlelight vigil last night, a message was read out from the father of the three young girls. Colin Young was there.
The vigil for the Dickerson children, Maya and Carla, age 2, and Leonay, 6, was organised to happen at the same time as one in the family's hometown of Pretoria. While Fakaria Mai played in Timaru, A World Away in South Africa, How Great Thou Art was sung in English. Reverend Alan Cummins, who has been offering support to the girl's father, Graham Dickerson, read a letter from him.
Dear people of Timaru, my words are few at the moment. On Thursday the 16th of September 2021, my life and Lauren's was turned upside down when our three precious angels were ripped away from us.
Graham Dickerson says the support he's received from people in Timaru has restored his faith in humanity. And he has this message for those affected by the tragedy.
Look after yourself. Look after your wives, your husbands, your partners. Look after your children. For those with faith in Jesus Christ, hold on to that. For the parents with young kids, remember them. Remember to let them run free. Remember to let them play wild. Allow them to laugh as much as they can.
A letter was also read from the girl's grandmother, Graham's mother, Betty Dickerson, who says she's struggling to comprehend how this could have happened. She shared a little bit about who the girls were, starting with Leanne.
Graham shared with us a video clip after her first day at school, and she seemed so excited about the new friends she had made. This happy memory will always stay with us. We feel sure that she would have loved growing up in this wholesome and caring community.
Then there were the twins.
Maya was our little bag lady, always gathering dolls and toys, carrying them around her in her little handbags. Carla was the brave one. Born with a cleft lip, she didn't have the best start in life, but she overcame that and ended up developing into a daring explorer.
Reverend Cummins says Graham Dickerson is bearing up as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
Thanks to his prayer support, he's a great, very committed Christian. He's doing remarkably well, I suppose you'd say, and good friends around him, good support, people reaching out to him, so that's good. Long way to go, of course, long way to go, but good steps in the right direction.
The vigil was organised by Jacqueline Harris, who got in touch with the family in South Africa to make sure it was done in accordance with their wishes. She also helped out just 6 weeks ago when 5 teens were killed in a crash, cooking meals for the families involved.
Our community has suffered a lot in the last few weeks, and I think that everybody needed something and something to give them faith. And I think this is it. And it shows just how family orientated our entire community is, because they've come together greatly for this family.
Graham Dickerson's sister has flown here from South Africa to lend him support and will be at his side once she finishes her time in MIQ. Meanwhile, the girl's mother, Lauren Dickerson, has been charged with their murder and will appear in court again on October the 5th.